Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. Good afternoon. A survey of over 4,000 California teachers shows that a majority feel exhausted and stressed out. The survey was commissioned by the California Teachers Association and the UCLA Center for the Transformation of Schools. Tyrone Howard is a director at the center.
We have individuals who take significant pay cuts to enter this profession, yet they're constantly being told that they are not sufficient enough. They're constantly being told that they are not critical to the education of our young people. This is a moral question for every Californian to answer.
Teachers reported feeling burned out from a heavy workload, ideological and political attacks, and shrinking salaries. Four in 10 teachers said they were considering leaving their profession entirely. Meanwhile, the San Francisco Unified School District has broken ground on a new affordable housing option in the Outer Sunset. The Shirley Chisholm Village will be a San Francisco first subsidized housing reserved for school district employees. Here's Teachers Union President Cassandra Curiel at the groundbreaking yesterday.
The staffing crisis in SFUSD is 100% related to affordability to live and work within the city.
The project is slated for completion by fall of 2024. The district has plans for two other similar projects that in total would provide more than 500 housing units for district employees by 2030. The project is located at the former Playland site. KQED has hardly been a Playland site today. I want to thank engineers and technicians like Steve Pinch for helping us get through it. I'm Brian Watt. This is KQED News.